At least 18 new F-35 military jet fighters could be housed at the Vermont Air Guard base at the Burlington International Airport in South Burlington. At least 300 people attended a hearing Monday night where supporters pointed to the economic benefits and the strengthening of the local National Guard if the Air Force sites the jets in the Burlington area. Vermont Chamber of Commerce Vice President of Business Development Chris Kerrigan also manages the Chamber's Aerospace and Aviation Association. Kerrigan says they have been promoting the assignment of the F-35s to the Vermont National Guard base for 4.5 years for key economic reasons.
These are the top ones. The retention of 1,100 Vermont Air National Guard employees. These jobs represent a $53 million payroll that contributes to the local and statewide economy. We're also looking at the retention of approximately $27,000 per drill weekend revenue. We're also looking at the economic livelihood of our Vermont employers and their employees that manufacture parts and components for the F-35 platform statewide. And then, according to Lockheed Martin, Vermont will benefit with additional jobs and payroll impact, including 173 direct jobs and $24 million indirect dollars and 485 indirect jobs for about $27 million indirect dollars.
Critics of the plan are concerned about the jets' higher noise levels and the impacts on local residents. Activist and blogger Juliette Buck says the Air Force is considering putting the new planes in the most densely populated area of Vermont.
The impacts, according to the environmental impact statement, show very clearly, one, much higher noise impacts than we've been led to believe, and two, 1,000 to 1,300 residences are now technically inconsistent with residential use. This means that they are going to be raised and left to revert to green space. Affordable housing in this area is scarce. The median price of a home in Chittenden County is $250,000, and that is more than the median price of a home in the neighborhood that they're talking about. Nobody's addressed where those families are going to go. Everybody was waxing poetic about how important the Air Guard are to our community, and nobody stopped to say, what about our neighbors in the Chamberlain neighborhood? What about our neighbors in my neighborhood in Mayfair Park? Are these not important parts of the community? Why do they get thrown under the bus for a couple of pilots?
Buck believes the hearing was a forum for proponents of the Guard getting the planes and is frustrated at how the opponents were characterized.
Nobody who opposes this program thinks poorly of the Guard. Nobody who opposes this program does not appreciate their sacrifice and their service. Nobody has suggested that they have not earned their place in the process of getting this plane. This has not stopped the people that support this plane from repeatedly accusing people of not supporting the Guard by not supporting this plane.
The Air Force is expected to make its decision by the end of the year. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.